The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" When the men came to the Lord, they said, "John the Baptist sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?'" At that time, Jesus cured many of their diseases, sufferings, and evil spirits. He also granted sight to many who were blind. And Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight. The lame walk. Lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. The poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Good afternoon, faithful Anoim, the faithful remnant who comes in the snowiest of the snow. Little tiny thought for you here for the day. John sent two of his disciples to Jesus, and they said, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" A little bit of context as to what they meant. Very, very helpful to us in our own lives. Let's remember, John the Baptist had proclaimed with boundless confidence that Jesus was the promised Messiah of Israel. John the Baptist had proclaimed with unbridled enthusiasm that the kingdom of heaven was at last at hand. And it was going to be a day of vindication for the righteous and a day in which the wicked would burn like chaff. And all of Israel has expected to see this. For centuries they'd expected to see this. They had expected the promised Messiah to be a warrior king. Even the devout expected that. A warrior king who would right every wrong, who would depose all the mighty from their thrones. Everyone expected to see it with their own eyes, but that didn't happen, did it? John the Baptist is in jail when he sends these emissaries to ask Jesus this question. Remember that John had said to Herod that it was not right for him to take his brother's wife as his own, and John was in jail for having said that. John the Baptist once proclaimed that the Messiah would depose tyrants from their thrones. Now, that same John the Baptist is rotting in prison at the very hands of the tyrant that the Messiah was supposed to depose. This is why he sends his emissaries to Jesus, effectively to ask, "Was I wrong when I said that you were the one? Are you really him?" You got to figure, he's at the lowest of the low when he says this. His faith is at the breaking point. Now listen to Jesus' response. "Go and tell John what you see and hear. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised. The poor have the good news proclaimed to them." All of those are prophecies of the Messiah that were made by the prophet Isaiah that John himself had proclaimed. All of them. With one glaring exception. Isaiah had also prophesied that the Messiah would set prisoners free. Why is it that Jesus leaves out the one promise that he would really like to hear right now? You want to know why? It's because of the very last line that Jesus said, "Blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." Now, literally what he said is, "Blessed is the one who does not stumble in my ways." And that's our message for the day. God's ways are very different from our ways. Be careful you don't stumble in them. Many people do. Many Israelites lost faith in Jesus because he did not act the way they expected the Messiah was going to act. They fully expected the Messiah to act decisively and definitively in the political arena. He was supposed to overthrow the Roman Empire. And they were utterly bewildered when he failed to do so. Utterly bewildered. Many of us have the exact same fault the Israelites had. We are utterly bewildered when God does not live up to our expectations. People get angry at God. Now, we all do this. I'm not trying to point any fingers. Your priest has done this as well. We get angry at God. Why? Because God wouldn't act the way I would have acted. We do it all the time. Be careful. You don't stumble in his ways, which are so different from our very own. You realize when you get mad at God because he wouldn't have done what you would have done, you realize where your faith lies? It's not in God. Your faith is in yourself. How different are God's ways? Jesus would conquer, wouldn't he? But how would he do it? By being obedient even until death. Death on a cross. How very, very different from the way we would conquer. John the Baptist, Jesus' own cousin, his friend from the womb, he would not deliver him from prison, would he? God had other plans for John the Baptist. He was to glorify God by the witness of his martyrdom, the ultimate witness to the truth of Christ. And Jesus himself would not be delivered from his suffering and death, despite the wails and the opposition of so many people who knew him and loved him. There's nothing wrong with being confused or being upset, being bewildered at God's ways. But just please remember how different his ways are from our own. Remember, this is almost like the ninth beatitude. Blessed is the one who takes no offense at me. Keep that in mind at all times. And like the prophet Isaiah said here in our first reading, you will see the vindication and the glory of God, because God always keeps his promises. Amen.